Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I've just managed to put mouthwash in my eye, but that's a separate thing. And this is Ashley Reeks. This is Planet Grot. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was an artist that, frankly, I haven't heard of before. A multi-talented artist called Ashley Reeks, and a track called This Is Planet Grot, which is his latest track that's come out that he's made a video for as well. Or what should I call it now? A movie clip? What do I call a video now?
I still call them videos, but then again, I am from the 70s.
You made a video. Hey, have you got a video? What is Ashley Reeks' website?
AshleyReeks.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, the Internet Neil. Ashley Reeks, AshleyReeks.com. And as I say, multi-talented artist, Ashley Reeks is kind of one of these. He's like a kind of punk rock Andy Warhol sort of character. He's involved in all sorts of things. Okay. But music is one of them, and that I thought was a great punk track to start the show. What do you think?
Excellent.
Excellent. Far better, in fact, than the decision I made just as it was about to start, which was to, I've just before the show started, I did some mouthwash. And I obviously got a bit on my finger, and I just flicked my eye with my finger to just get something out of it, thus putting a spot of mouthwash directly onto my eye.
I couldn't quite imagine how you would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't normally mouthwash my eye.
No.
This was an accident. It was minor league stingy, but it did take my attention away from some of the other aches and pains I've got that I'll talk to you about a little bit later on, Tone. But right now, it's time for Comedy Suburbs. I do like it when we get a joke through from Comedy Suburbs. You might have noticed that last week, on the 19th, September 19th, was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
And
I managed to miss that now. I liked the novelty of it the first time, but then it ended. But we did get this from AD.
Okay.
Is it Helen and AD?
All right.
From the south of France, or are they? Because here goes. Hi, Paul. Well, it's Friday the 19th, and in the middle of a thunderstorm here in Marseille, I was reminded it's National Pirate Day today. So me arties, this is going to get really tedious. I submit the following already thrown at me this morning via social media. Perhaps the resident punky pirate could assist. So, Tony, you are the man with the pirate accent here.
Okay.
You are the crazy pirate. So I'm going to see if you can get these right as an amazing pirate, okay? Because your pirate accent, your pirate voice, you are the most piratey pirate in pirate land on all the high seas of pirateness. Here you go.
That's selling it a little high.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
What is a pirate's favourite cheese?
Don't know.
You can't say, that's a rubbish pirate. Right, what is a pirate's favourite cheese? A pirate's favourite cheese is cheddar. But how would a real pirate say it, Tony?
Cheddar.
There you go, you see, you're brilliant at it. Right, what is a pirate's favourite chocolate?
I don't know.
Pieces of after eight. What is it?
Pieces of after eight.
So you're better at this than I am. You're much better. You are a brilliant pirate. This one you must know. What does a pirate call a prostitute?
Me hearty?
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Me hearty?
It's the only first pirate.
A hook.
Ah, nice.
See, there's a definite theme here. So go on, say it in your brilliant pirateness.
A hooker.
See, you are really good at this. In that kind of Simpsons pirate way. Why did the pirate go to see the proctologist? Hopefully you can get this one. Come on, there's a massive clue here.
To check his barnacles?
No, because he had a pain in the arse.
Oh, right.
Go on, Tony.
I ever thought
why did
that.
The pirate go to see the proctologist?
He had a pain in the arse. If I do it too much, though, it starts turning into farmer as well.
Yeah, you still made an absolute mess of it.
Mm.
He does add on a little point. Hope you, Tony, for goodness sake, hang on a minute. I'm going to answer this. Right, this is my phone. I get this call every night, right? I'm going to answer it live. No, I haven't got a fucking problem with PPI. Fuck off. So, anyway, I'm glad that's sorted out. Now... So I meant to put it on airplane mode or something. I forgot. Anyway, now you know what I deal with every night. So hope you and Tony are okay. Helen and I are moving to Wisconsin next month for 1 or 2 years. Only been there when it's warm before, so not looking forward to the winters. Mind you, the beer's good, but a lot of microbreweries selling decent stuff. Rather than the cut out the middleman, chuck down the toilet, mass-marketed beer-flavoured water they seem to favour in other parts of the states. Bon weekend, and if you are in Wisconsin, don't hesitate to contact me, and you can stay with us, so don't listen to what Helen has to say, because she's always saying that I can't stay with them. However, I have quite clearly missed my opportunity to go and see them in the south of France. Mm. I wonder how long it'll be before I've missed my opportunity to go and see them in Wisconsin.
Right.
Anyway, best of luck with the move. I know Wisconsin really rather well. I went to college there, Tony.
You do? Remember.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you need any tips, Helen and AD, I'll be happy to help out. Anyway, I've talked way too long in this first section, Tony. I'm going to get straight on with the next track. And tell you what, we'll talk about it after as well, because I've really rattled on here. This is a new track from the Dead Brothers. This is Black Train.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dead Brothers and a track from their new album and a track called Black Train from it. And thank you very much to Voodoo Rhythm Records and hello to Reverend Beatman for sending that through for me, but last night so I could get the track on this week's show. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Dead Brothers Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dead Brothers?
No, facebook.com/pages/the-dead-brothers/11714211503-2510. And why is that, Tony?
You haven't said default URL, have you?
They haven't said default URL.
They're really good at incredibly dark and trashy rock and blues, occasionally with a banjo.
Oh.
But they're no good at the internet. Sort it out, Dead Brothers. It's not hard, is it? We can do it. Anyway, that does mean it's Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One, and we will be playing another track from that Dead Brothers album in a couple of weeks' time because I'm absolutely loving it. That's via Voodoo Rhythm Records. Right, so have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Brilliant. Does that mean it's time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Yep, another week. Some more Facebook.
I'm absolutely loving that.
Have we had any more feedback on that yet? I don't think we have, have we?
No, of course not. Everyone's loving it so much, they're astounded.
Exactly.
They're all scared if they get in touch, they'll either look very silly or very amazing. And our listeners like to be just above average.
Right. Well, please do, you know, think Facebook, think our jingle, leave us a comment on our page. Facebook.com/punkradio. Like the page, follow the page, leave a comment, get in touch, tell us what you did like, what you didn't like, tell us what band you like this week, anything really, just do get in touch.
Anyway, I know where this is going. This is about me leaving a post, isn't it?
This is about you leaving a post.
So I left a post on our Facebook page this week about a new video I've done for a concept piece I did a couple of years ago called Norwegian Disco when I was first learning Norwegian, and I'm afraid I didn't get a lot further with my Norwegian for various reasons, not least of which one of the reasons was that all the Norwegians speak English, which is really annoying, but thank you Norwegians for doing that. So anyway, I finally made a video for it in summer and then finally got around to, I had to edit a couple of bits myself. I had to put the wording on myself. So right. Basically, it's learning Norwegian through disco. That's the idea of it. And I've made what I think is a funny video, or rather, the wonderful Chris Hollis has made a brilliant video where he filmed me and then made it amazing with like green screen stuff. It's like being Star Wars. And I'm so impressed with it. It's the best thing I've ever done. It's super double amazing and brilliant, and I love it. And I'm sure it's going to go viral, and millions of people can see it, and it's probably going to make me famous throughout the world. I'll probably end up touring Norwegian disco. It's so amazing. I should think that's what the comments are about, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. Do check it out. Our Facebook page is on there, facebook.com/punkradio. You've had 4 comments on this bit. I know you shared it elsewhere.
Right, yeah.
Paddy Roberts has been in touch saying, do the Okra.
Do the Okra. Yeah, it's one of the moves in the song. I'm just doing the Okra right now. Do the Okra.
Right, Christopher has been in touch saying, I didn't learn in Norwegian, but I now have fuel for some very uncomfortable dreams. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, that's Preston Buttons, isn't it? That's the
it
secret
is.
Preston Buttons, whose name we've now given away. And haven't Air Out My Shorts just done a new episode or something?
Apparently they have, but I haven't heard it. I think there's been one episode.
Yeah, I know. These podcasts that call themselves episodes, I think it's all a bit dated, isn't it?
I'm still waiting for episode 300 of TTN, Total Nonsense.
Are you really?
They've been on the cards about a month. It hasn't happened yet.
Right.
But, you know.
300. How many have we done now?
471.
That's very accurate. I'm
good with numbers.
Yeah, right.
I'm good with collecting items and doing numbers. Anything else? Rubbish. Nescoy's been in touch saying, what the fuck was that? Thanks for that. Not often I reach for the volume and turn it down when you suggest something.
Yeah, as I say, it's not to everyone's taste.
It needs to be seen. And Emmy Reed saying, that would be great if I had an idea what the words meant. That is true.
Yeah,
what do they mean?
That's the point of learning Norwegian. What they mean, what the words mean. If you are planning on watching this thing, I'll run through it very quickly with you. It means push, pull, fruit and veg, do the okay, you've got nice hair, yes, no, yes, Yes. No. Yes. Have you got an erection? Yes, I've got an erection. Have you got an erection? Yes, I've got an erection.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty much everything you need for a night out in Oslo.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, do check it out.
Exclusive.
It is
exclusive
funny.
English translation of Norwegian disco available by YouTube. If you go to YouTube and type in Norwegian disco, you'll find it pretty quickly. Type it next to my name, you'll find it immediately. Yeah.
That's all we've had.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
But I just love that. Anyway, how about playing some punk rock from Italy, my friend?
Okay.
But I'd like to do that. This is Ideas into Action and Against My Country.
Goblin.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band who I believe are from Venice, Ideas into Action. And thanks very much for them to get in touch just in the last week. Again, if you're a band and you want us to play one of your tracks and it's good enough, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll do my best to get an MP3 on the show. I don't like running around chasing various download links and bits and bobs and having to sign up to things. If you want to get on the show, send us an MP3. It used to be send us a CD, but now it sends an MP3. Far and away the best way of getting on the show quickly and efficiently. I've got a feeling they might be mates with Marijuana, who we played on the show before a couple of times, and one or two other Italian bands, because it does seem that we go through little phases, don't we, where we'll get a band, we'll play a band from a country, then we'll get a few more sporadically from that country that are of a similar ilk.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And Ideas into Action fit into that, and very, very good. And hopefully we'll play something else by them in the future as well. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ideas into action?
No, facebook.com/ideas into action project. The reason for that is there's quite a lot of Ideas into Actions going on, various people having ideas for charity movements and all that sort of thing. But it's facebook.com/ideas into action project, making it Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony 1. Now, did you do anything last week?
No. I did more tiling and more work. That was basically it.
Well, I did something brilliant. I was up your way. I was in Nottingham.
Oh, of course you were.
Last Wednesday, I took my dad for his 65th birthday to see Nottingham Forest v Fulham. And what a game. And we went into this like executive suite thing and we had dinner and he met a couple of ex-players and famous players and all that. Then we went out and watched the game. Forest went up 2-0 after about 15 minutes and things were looking good and Dad was happy and everything was amazing. And then Fulham scored 3 goals in a row. We went, oh dear, this isn't good. Now Forest are losing 3-2 and my dad's birthday is being ruined. But don't worry about it, because then Forest scored another 3 goals in a row and won the game 5-3. Jeez. It was a completely unbelievable match. Couldn't have been better for me, Daddy. Just had a brilliant time after the game. We were treated to a particularly rubbish chat between Kenny Burns and Gareth Taylor. Forest fans will know what I'm on about there. And then Henry Lansbury came out briefly, who is far and away our best player, in my opinion, and said a few words. And then we went home.
Did you have
and
a
that was the highlight of last week. It was absolutely brilliant. I had such a great night. And congratulations to the 22,000 Forest fans that showed up for my dad's birthday with a football match going on in the background, because he did get his name read out on his photo on the big board before the game.
Excellent.
Brilliant. So thanks. Happy 65th birthday to Barry Emerson. got a little cheer from the Trent end. Excellent. So anyway, that was pretty much what happened last week for me.
Okay. Did you have your cottage pie?
What, sorry?
Did you have your cottage pie? Do you want to get a shepherd's pie?
No, I didn't have cottage pie. I had faggots.
That,
well remembered, Tony. Me and my dad the wavesy type woman came in, said, what would you like to order? And I looked at Dad, I looked at my brother, and I pointed at both of them, and I pointed at myself, I went, 3 faggots. They burst out laughing. Fortunately, they did as well. And some of the tastiest faggots I've ever put in my mouth, Tony.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, and the faggots came with mushy peas, and then you got peas with it as well.
Oh, right.
I had a lot of peas.
That is a lot.
I gave them a chance. So, yeah, and in answer to your question, no, I didn't have the cottage pie. I had faggots.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 songs in a row for you now, my friend.
Okay.
Both a bit of a racket, quite frankly. Stay tuned for Audio Kings of the Third World that you'll be hearing shortly. But first up, we've got a one-man band from, I believe, Albuquerque. Again, I haven't got my information out, but a guy called John Schooley. This, again, came through via Voodoo Rhythm Records, and it's my fault. This actually came out a while ago, but I didn't realise. And when I got the Dead Brothers stuff through, I noticed there's some John Schooley stuff with it as well. So I downloaded that. I thought, I'm having that on. So that's going to be coming up right now. I'm afraid, again, I don't know much about him, but you can find out a lot more by his rather good website, which is
johnschooley.com.
It is indeed. And John Schooley is johnschooley.com. Paulie Bean Instead 2, Tony 2, Boohoo.
There's no good friends.
Betsy's box.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Just as an aside, the Dustaphonics are doing a gig soon, I believe in France, where they're going to be joined on stage by none other than Dan Aykroyd.
Ooh,
I know. That's quite exciting, isn't it? You just heard Audio Kings of the Third World and a track called Jupiter. That is electro, garage, blues, punk, everything madness.
Wow.
Yeah. But what is their Bandcamp page?
Ooh. audiokings.bandcamp.com?
No, audiokingsoftheThirdWorld.bandcamp.com. I thought you'd go for the obvious there. Fair enough. Port of Internet 3, Tony 2. Have you got any gig score for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar, I imagine.
Yep, another week, more gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Still where it was last week, fortunately enough. That's not much to do in London. And they've actually got something on Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Brilliant.
So this week, Friday, Charlie, Red Queen, Learn to Swim, Shotgun Stacy, The Dead Wardians and the Brett M Trio. It's Enterprise Studios on it.
Right, we don't know about that, do we?
We haven't found it out, have we? We thought it might be heavy, but we don't think it is anymore.
We think it's indie now, don't we? We think it might be indie. Anyway, sounds like an interesting lineup, and I like any band called Learn to Swim.
Exactly.
Excellent infotainment right there.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is £6.
Brilliant.
Saturday night, Playmaker, The Swagger, The Theme, The Loop, and Free Spirit, Phantom Sounds, and Late Set. Or Late Set from Phantom Sounds. It's London Calling Night.
Well, has our seal of approval.
Yeah. So Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice. That's a lot for £6.
It is. So, finally, Sunday. It could be anything. Saints of Sin, Dax and Roxanne, and The Blush. Who knows? Sunday Night Madness. How much?
Tony. Fiver.
It is.
Oh, nice. 665. Right across the way from the number of the beast. You can see right in his kitchen window.
Exactly.
Quite happy about that. So, and that for the moment concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Still waiting for some harmonies on that. If anyone would like to do a little jingle for that, rather like we've got Facebook, feel free to, but you'll find it very difficult to.
It's got
to
beat ours.
Beat our talents.
Mm.
Right, so time for another song, yeah?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, let's see if I get it right. I'm being a bit cheeky, and we'll spend a bit of time on this, actually, because I am being cheeky, because we played this band last week. This is Ministers Dead, the band that Matty, the lead singer, is now leading the Beach Boys as well. I've seen Ministers Dead live. They're absolutely brilliant. We played them on the show before, including last week when we played their new split single with the Beach Boys. But we're going to play another track this sentence, which I think is from their upcoming album. Got all that out in one sentence. Hello, Ministers Dead. I just liked it so much, I thought, do you know what? I can play them 2 weeks in a row, that's fine. Yeah. What is Ministers Dead's Bandcamp page?
Ministersdead.bandcamp.com.
No, ministersdead1.bandcamp.com. Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 3, this is Surgery Nightmare.
Looking.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ministers Dead, Surgery Nightmare. I'm looking forward to their new album.
Yeah. They're a good band.
They're an absolutely brilliant band. They really do. And they go for it as well. I like a band that goes for it. Well done, Ministers Dead. You go for it. Is that patronising? Fuck. Are you doing anything this week?
No. I'm working and I'm tiling. We're trying to get stuff done before Christmas, so it's literally just everything is work.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Yeah. What are you up to?
Well, handily, I'm not doing anything nearly as exciting as you. I'm just going to Oslo. I'm really looking forward to it. My comedy shows this weekend in Oslo look particularly good. Friday and Saturday night at Queen's Pub, which is, it's right, the entrance is on Stenner's Gata, but the address is Brugata, and it's just on the start of Grunland. There you go. How about that?
Wow.
Check out Norwegian Disco for some of those pronunciations. Absolutely brilliant. This weekend it features a return visit from the excellent stand-up comic Anna Curl, who's a good friend of mine as well. She'll be supported each night by two different Norwegian comics. So on the Friday night, she's supported by Nils Erik Flator, who I thought for a long time was called Flator Eric Nils, because he does it the wrong way around his Facebook page, and I introduced him as such, and he just glared at me. Thanks, Nils Erik Flator. And Joachim Skager, who has played before, and he's absolutely brilliant. That'll be really good fun. Then on Saturday night, we've got Jim Swan and Odin Eriksson supporting Anna, and we've also got a short set from a new act called Miriam Larsen. Now, I'm looking forward to seeing her as well. So it looks like there'll be really, really good shows. You can find out more about them via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. That's oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. And I hope to see some of you Norwegians there. I know we've got some Norwegian listeners. If you are in the Oslo area, make sure you come down. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
Excellent.
Anyway, now, here's a band we haven't played before and a track I haven't dared play before. But anyway, here we go. This is Southern Infant and Human Fly.
Hello.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's quite fitting, actually, because Desoros features Reverend Beatman. Reverend Beatman runs Voodoo Rhythm Records and Southern Input on the third band we're playing this week from Voodoo Rhythm Records. Their new album is... it's not that accessible, I'll be brutally honest with you. Human Fly is just about the catchiest thing on it, and you might recognise it as being one of them, their cover versions. I know I did. If you liked Human Fly, then pursue this band. They are, in the same way that Alien Sex Fiend, one of my favourite bands, aren't necessarily a brilliant initial listen, but then you give them a second chance and you go, oh wow, this is really good. I think you'll find the same thing about Sudden Infant, but they are an acquired taste. Right. I'm sure lots of the bands we've done on the show other people think are quite taste, but I think in particular this band, you need to give them a bit of time. You need to give this album a listen. The best way to do that is to go via their website, which is
suddeninfant.com.
It is indeed, which makes it probably be an internet or Tony 3. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Oh, that really pisses on my chips.
It does. See, we thought this week there would be a guaranteed in with the,
yes,
the whole
and
independence
no
thing.
Substitute for vinegar.
And none. Not one Scottish or English twat come through.
Nothing. No twatage.
Don't forget to nominate.
Imagine everyone way too busy voting. I'll tell you one thing I did last week. Other than going to the voice matches, I stayed up to listen to the referendum vote, and I stayed up till 5 or 6 in the morning with my brother, by which time... we both had an argument about whether we wanted to be Scottish or not because we'd got drunk. And quite clearly, Scotland had decided that they didn't want to be Scottish, they wanted to be British, and it was all a great big anti-climax, and why did everyone bother?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the whole thing. So Scotland is a twat. Basically, can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we just go for this, then you can explain about it afterwards?
Of course we can.
Just do it now.
So Scotland, for choosing no, staying British, and basically keeping everything exactly the same as it was last week,
is a twat. I was so excited about it. I really wanted Scotland to become independent. I thought this will shake up not just Britain but the world. It'll be like, wow, here we go. The things that could have happened as a result of that were off the sheet. It could have led to a greater push for Basque separatism. It could have meant that Bavaria suddenly wanted to be its own country. It could have meant that other things happened. It could have led to the breakup of the United Kingdom and made for 4 smaller countries in a greater European superstate. It could have meant so many things. Most importantly, it could have meant that the Scottish economy collapsed and became a really cheap place for fags and booze, leading to the English swarming over it like they'd never seen before. But no, nothing. All it's led is a load of yes voters moaning that it was a fix. And everyone else going, oh no, we're just going to have a load of grief for ages.
And we're going to have to put up with the Westminster politicians talking about devolution now for the next year.
That's it, yeah. Thanks very much, Scotland. Great. Well done. Anyway, do you want to explain how twats happen?
Yeah, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and the reason. You can see that it's so simple. There are so many twats in the world. The whole country falls sometimes, so do.
Yeah.
Or 50 or 54% of the country.
I think we just called a country a twat, didn't we? Rather than the people in it.
Yeah.
Did we say Scotland?
It's Scotland.
That's all right,
that's,
then, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, because the Scottish are lovely.
Yeah, that's simple as that. But apart from that, I do have another gig.
Right, let's hear it.
Need to mention.
So it's time for part two of... Tony's international gig guide from
John from the Bleach Boys.
John from the Bleach Boys.
Yay. Yep, John's been in touch. He's playing the Bleach Boys are playing the North London Punk Picnic this Saturday, the 27th, yeah, this Saturday. It's on at 8:15. And also to note, which is a bit of a sad note, is that they were going to play Mansfield in a couple of weeks and they've had to pull out of it.
Oh no.
So 4th of October was going to be the Mansfield gig, and I was going to go and see them for the first time, and they pulled out. That's a shame. But hopefully from that I got in touch with Lenny from Nottingham Punk Club, and hopefully should start featuring those on the show as soon as I get the dates through. I'll start mentioning them.
I'd like that very much, because the 12 bar is vaguely near me and Nottingham Punk Club is near you, so that'll be fitting nicely, won't it?
Yeah. So John, thanks for letting me know. And do we organise that gig? Would be nice if we can.
Yeah, basically, Lenny, probably figure out.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, that's it. So, time for the last track this week. And again, this is the latest single from an album that came out not quite a year ago by a band called Scent and Bombs, who you really like.
Did I remember?
Yeah, yeah, they were one of your favourites.
Ah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think we've played this track before. It's just come through. They've decided to release it as a single. They did bring out an EP earlier this year that I don't think we got hold of. But this is a track from the last album anyway. And it came through via Tony at Manila PR. But they are on STP Records. So hello to Stu as well. We kind of know everyone around this band, don't we?
Yeah.
So, and they're a bit more rock than punk, but they punk out their rockiness, if you see what I mean. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Scent and Bombs' website?
Scentandbombs.com?
No, it's thescentandbombs.webs.com. Making it poorly being set 5, Tony 3, haha, a victory for me, and this is Chapter 0. That's about it for this week. That was a Scent and Bombs. You had a good time, Tone?
Yep, always.
Excellent. Maybe you could remind people of the internet stations that carry this show.
We're on the internet Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D, UNKRadio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. You can find radioandra.se, that's A-N-D-R-A. All these stations are on our syndication page on our website, punkyradio.com, so do check them out.
Our brand spanking new website that is slowly coming together and actually looks like a website again and not like some kids have been let loose at a computer.
Exactly.
Excellent. I hope to see some of you in Oslo this weekend. As I say, you find out more, oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. Also, if you haven't checked out my Norwegian disco video yet, I would like you to, just to get the hit rate up on it. Let's see how many people we can get to watch it. It ain't punk rock, but you look at it and go, that bloke spends a lot of time by himself. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo, gapoo.